DW
Mahindi ka na tagatabay.
Siya
mahindi ka na mokora kumi hano ka huwena.
72-year-old Emily and her 37-year-old wife Margaret live in a small village outside Tarime in northwestern Tanzania. They have been married for 15 years. They work in the fields, cook and raise their three children together. They even like to dress in the same way, wearing Western-style striped blouses and traditional floral patterned kangas. And they enjoy working together, even if it's just washing the dishes. Among the Kuria tribe, it is quite ordinary that women have wives. According to the local tradition called Niyombo no Tubu, a widow can marry a younger woman. Although the Tanzanian constitution gives equal rights to property for men and women, tribal law prohibits women from inheriting land and possessions, even from their deceased husband. If a widow has no sons, their husband's male relatives have the right to divide what is left among themselves. But if a widow wants to stay in the house and keep the land that belonged to her husband, she needs to marry another woman who has to bear a male child. That's why Emily married Margaret.
I went to Margaret's house after being advised by a neighbor. I'd informed a local person that I needed a bride. This person asked me over some days later and pointed out the girl's home to me. I went there, and luckily her father and mother were at home. They welcomed me warmly, and we had a good chat. We even ate some food together. I told them that I wanted to marry their daughter.
Emily and Margaret built a stone house on the top of a hill between huge banana trees. The only disadvantage of living here is that they have to walk down a steep hill to get water and climb back up it later carrying a full plastic bucket. Emily, even though she is not young anymore, is still able to climb as gracefully as a professional gymnast. Emily would never have thought that she would marry a woman. She got married to a soldier in 1965 and moved to his house. But her husband was sent to an army unit stationed far away from home. She waited for him for many years, but he never came back or made any sign that he was alive. Emily and her husband didn't have any children. She would have lost everything if she hadn't married Margaret. The young woman was 22 years old at the time.
In our tradition, it is acceptable that when there is a single lady and a woman who has not had any children, both families can agree on a deal. Talks are all that are needed. Their common interest is to have a family, and so a man is brought in simply on that basis. The deal is really made between the two families, and she agreed to pay a herd of 15 cattle for me.
Same-sex marriages are illegal in Tanzania, yet the central government tolerates Niyombo no Tubu marriages as they do not involve homosexual relations. To ensure the birth of children, a man is selected by the older woman and her clan. He is supposed to father children with the younger wife and usually gets introduced to the young woman on the women's wedding day. 45-year-old Chacha, a man with a serious attitude, has been involved in this kind of relationship for 11 years. He has three children with Rehama, who is married to an older woman called Veronica. Apart from the Niyombo no Tubu relationship, Chacha also has his own family, a wife and five children.
I decided to have this family here, and I have been chosen by them. In our clan, it is important who has been selected by the woman to be with the young girl, because a woman cannot have a baby by herself. She has to have a man for that, and I am that man.
Men have no obligations and rights to children born in these kinds of marriages. All of the children take the surname of the older woman and belong to her clan. But some men, like Chacha, want to play a bigger role in raising the kids from Niomba Notubu families. He buys food and clothes for them. Rehema was just 14 when she got married to Veronica, who was 70 years old at the time. Today, she is busy with laundry. Shirts and dresses are lying to dry on the grass near the house, and two goats and a couple of hens are walking between them, pecking at the ground. Rehema doesn't complain about her life, nor how the marriage was arranged.
She came to my parents, and after she left, my stepmother asked me if I would agree. I said that I would. My parents wanted 8 cows for me, but she had only 6, so that's what she gave them. Nothing bad would have happened, as they had made a deal. But I thought I could have been in trouble if I had refused.
Before marrying young Rehema, Veronica was married to a man, but she could only bear daughters. After her husband's death, she decided to marry a woman, but her first wife also conceived only girls. 11 years ago, she found herself a second wife, a very young one to increase her chances of bearing a male heir. This time, the first child was a boy.
They used to marry brides who were mature and old enough, not like nowadays where they marry very young girls.
Niomba Notubu is even more popular now than it used to be because many women don't want to marry a man as they fear they will be beaten by their husbands. The Kuria region has the highest rates of domestic violence in the country. For many women, Niomba Notubu is also a kind of insurance for their old age. In mainland Tanzania, there is no universal pension scheme, and old people are at the mercy of their families. The Kuria leaders say that Niomba Notubu is a good tradition because it helps to resolve the problem of widows who do not have anyone to take care of them. Though the national law states that both men and women can inherit property, in this tribe, the tradition that keeps women from inheriting unless they marry a wife seems set to stay. DW.